some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Rated G Radio. You're in for an exciting hour of power today as we welcome back Zoe Niklaus. She's our psychic of the week. Well, she's really the psychic of my heart. I'll tell you, I just love Zoe. She's going to be on in just a couple of moments. But before we get to Zoe, I want to make sure that you know where we've been this week, also where we're going. So if you haven't set your clocks, you can do so. But I'll always remind you two things. A, you can follow the show just by clicking the follow button that's right here on the computer screen. It says follow, and then you'll get your choice of a text or email update every day. We're live. We're live 5 days a week. But if that doesn't work for you because you're busy and you're on the road and you really like listening to podcasts on your iPhone or iPad or iTouch or iWhatever, go to iTunes and find Rated G Radio as a podcast. And you can download the latest 300 episodes because, you know, you've got that much time on your hands just to sit around listening to the show all the time. I would love it if you did. But you can go to iTunes and get Rated G Radio as a podcast and get as many of the shows as you would like. That would be really cool as well. So here's where we've been so far for the week, and here's where we're going. Monday, we had author Joe DeRowan out of Arkansas. He was on the show talking about his fantasy paranormal horror books that he writes. And he sent the book over. And I'll just real quick tell you that, you know, if you say paranormal, fantasy, horror, my eyes start to roll in the back of my head. And I'm like, oh, great. Another vampire werewolf story. But he sent me over a book that he wrote. A bunch of short stories. Loved the book, loved the stories, and it was like reading an episode of The Twilight Zone for every short story. And there were a couple of stories in there. I told him even before the show, I said, I don't want to talk to you because then, you know, I'll keep gushing like, you know, we normally would. But I said, it was like watching an old episode of Dynasty or Dallas where it's the season finale and you've got a cliffhanger. And that's how, you know, several of the stories ended. And you're like, no! So he says, well, you know, I might turn some of those into books or other, you know, continuations. But that was author Joe DeRowan on Monday's show. Yesterday, we had Sharman McGraw on. And Sharman, this is a part two because she, in the first time in 4 years of doing this program, she was the first guest to be what I call a cliffhanger episode. Speaking of Joe on Monday, completely unintentional. We had her on in March and she was just, you know, telling her story about having a pituitary tumor. As disgusting or as horrible as that sounds, she tells her story with such passion and such delivery, and she's a great communicator and writer as well. So we get to the end of the show in March, and she goes, and then the show ended because, you know, the show shuts off at 60 minutes. I don't have any control over that. 60 minutes is 60 minutes. So I immediately called her up, and I said, we've got to have you back to find out what happens. Well, obviously, I know what happens because, you know, she's a guest, so she didn't die, thank goodness. And so we got her on Tuesday show. So she comes back on Tuesday show yesterday to give us the rest of the update on what happened in her journey in life to really, you know, face adversity and deal with it head on and being her best patient advocate herself. Tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio at 7 p.m., we have author Dr. Dudley Danoff. Say that three times fast. He is the author of a book called Ultimate Guide to Men's Sexual Health. And so if you're a man or know a man, tomorrow's show may be one you'd like to listen to. So it's Dr. Dudley Danoff. He's joining my co-host Rob Watson and I on Rated LGBT Radio Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific. And Friday, on the Friday dance party, we've got country singer Cody Webb in hour number one. And then kind of Americana folk cover bandy band Cadence with Dan Ostiak in hour number two. Dan's been on the show before and he's had a couple of different incarnations with lead singers. And this is one I think that's going to really stick and they're gaining some momentum out of Arizona. So Dan will be our VIP guest star with his lead singer Rebecca on Friday with Cadence in hour number two, Cody Webb, hour number one. That all starts at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So now, without any further ado, it's my pleasure to welcome back Zoe Niklaus to the show. Zoe, how have you been in the last month?
Good morning. Good morning. Good. Busy. Doing all kinds of things. And the most exciting thing was yesterday. You know what yesterday was?
No. What was yesterday?
My birthday.
How come it doesn't pop up for me on Facebook?
Oh, because probably I didn't advertise it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's that. Okay. Well, happy birthday. Happy 29th. I always love hearing that.
Yes, I am still 29 and loving it. It's fabulous.
Yay.
And I'm going to just go straight into what is my special. Because
yeah,
my
what
birthday,
is the monthly special?
Listen, the special this month is $1 a minute. $1 a minute, everybody. That's fabulous. For the rest of this month, it's my birthday special that I'm giving to everybody out there. So if you're listening right now, go to my fabulously new, absolutely beautiful website, zoemclaus.com, and just fill out the contact form. And mention Rated G Radio. That's so
Yay.
Exciting. So,
and
yes.
You make it
mm-hmm.
really easy to shop on your website now, too. I love how streamlined you've become. It's now just like, oh, wow, I want to go here and I want to do this. So it's super cool.
Everyone, please visit my website. It's beautiful. It's easy. It's manageable. And simple yet straightforward. There's the bio there. There's the different payment plans there. And also please read the testimonials too. There's a lovely, more recent, beautiful testimonial, a mother and her baby. And it's a beautiful story. I don't want to give it away. So visit the website and go read about it. Absolutely fantastic. One of the beautiful gifts that has been bestowed upon me, given to me, is the gift of healing. So with all of my readings, the healing happens at the same time. With the single mom, I will give away the fact that there was a certain kind of in-depth healing involved, and wham, bam, beautiful miracle end result. So again, please visit my website. It's beautiful. And I also welcome people's comments. So if anyone has any suggestions, observations, again, please fill out the contact form. And also pay attention to the beautiful ocean waves. There's a lot of lovely movement in this website. It's very forward-thinking. So would just love for everyone just to visit and send some feedback. That'd be awesome.
Also, if you're listening to the show just by your telephone, A, thank you very much. But B, if you are watching the because you watch the show, number one, we've got a bunch of advertisers on the show that you'll see their ads clicking through. And if you are inclined, I encourage you to go visit them. We've got everything from skincare to holistic teas to spicy ketchup to custom-made jewelry and so on and so forth. So go check that out. But if you're looking at the body of the show page, there is a link. Yes, there's a link to Zoe's website. All you have to do is click the link that says web, www.zoenicholas.com, and then it's going to take you right there. So we make it super easy for you here on the show. There's no reason not to connect with Zoe and schedule a private appointment after the show today. So, kind of for anybody who's new, who's listening, kind of the routine is when you call in, you get to ask one question, maybe a follow up a little bit, but because of the volume of calls that we have on the show, we just try to keep it, I would say, short and sweet, but we don't want to make sure we get as many people calling in as possible. So, you get your most urgent thing addressed, but then if you'd like to follow up that birthday special of $1 a minute, that's a steal. So, go to Zoe's website and sign up for that. I've had readings with Zoe before, and I'll tell you, it is worth every penny. So if you are inclined, please do so. We've got a bunch of people that have called in. I know we've already pre-screened Rose, so we'll be bringing her on first. Is there anything else you want to chat about before we get going?
Just briefly, I would just like to touch on the birthday point once again. Everyone, when we have these things called birthdays, regardless of the number, pay attention to the growth that you have experienced during your past year and set your goals for the coming year, almost kind of like a Happy New Year's. For those who would like to visit my Facebook page, it's Get Zoified, and also visit my personal page. Facebook has this lovely thing called sharing your memories. something like that. And every morning it'll pop up something you wrote, did or wrote a year ago, 5 years ago, whatever. And so yesterday, it was a lovely birthday surprise for me. 3 years ago, I had written up this lovely essay talking about the travels of my life for the last 20-some years, bringing me to the place that I am now, spiritual journey. And it was really amazing. I sat there reading it thinking, holy cow, so dynamic. This is amazing. So I shared that memory, and it was amazing to read people's comments and the feedback, and it just was a lovely thing. It was like a sharing circle online on Facebook. But it was it's very empowering, and I think it's important for everyone. Really take a look at your life. Really go back and maybe one day write your little story, write a little bio, spell out 3 or 4 or 5 paragraphs. Because, you know, when we move through life, we don't think anything's happening. You know, we deal with the day-to-day, the boring stuff. And yet when you spell it out and put it away, literally, 3 years later it pops up, it was like, my goodness. So it's a neat marker, and I just would suggest people do that. You know, I know that you journal, and I like to suggest journaling because pen to paper always helps to bring things into fruition, into reality. So everyone, if you can, if we're not friends on Facebook, do send a friend request. Also, just feel free to visit my page. It is a public page. There's no blocks or anything on that. So anyway, that is a high, strong suggestion that I challenge anyone out there to do, or suggest for people to do. Write your little story. Put it away. Tuck it away. Visit it after a period of time. We all really are growing and developing, and we do it in our own way, at our own rate of speed, and it's okay. It's a beautiful story, trust me. When you read your story after a period of time, you're like, wow, is that really me? Yep. Hello, and happy birthday.
And so happy birthday. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
I totally love what you said, because, you know, we do tend to get so swept up in our day-to-day stuff that we, you know, do really forget some of the milestones that we do. And then when sometimes we discount what, you know, happens. Oh, well, yeah, I did that, but, you know, and you sell yourself short. And then, you know, you can look back a year later and says, oh my gosh, I did that. Remember when I was, you know, so I think those, you know, that's why I like to journal. And I start out every day, we've talked about this before, Zoe, but I start out every day before mm-hmm. I do anything else, before I drink my Ladara tea, before I exercise, before I turn on the computer, I sit down and I write out I call it my God and angels list, but I write out, you know, the three mm-hmm. things that I have to do today. And you know, I've exercised, have a great show with Zoe, and then pick out some great pictures for a photo shoot that I did yesterday for a client. And then I write down mm-hmm. everything else that I want, you know, God and my angels to help me with today. So I, you know, I journal and I just start writing and writing and writing. And, you know, I do it for 5-10 minutes, something like that, but then I set it away. And I will go back and take a look at, you know, some of the things that I, you know, was either asking for or, you know, trying to, you know, have take place. And I'm shocked even 2 or 3 or 4 months, you know, down the road, I can go back and go, oh my gosh, I did that. I did that. I did that. I did that. And I start crossing these things off the list. And I'm like, well, what do I want to do now? And then, you know, you make those things happen. So, you know, you're very instrumental in keeping me on task.
Excellent. Well, and that's exciting. And isn't it fun? Even a short window of 2 months, it's like, wow, I really did that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's exciting. Very exciting. Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
We could talk all day about all the cool stuff that, you know, and then I did this, Zoe, and then all the listeners are like, we don't care. We want to talk to Zoe. So let's do that.
Okay.
Let's bring on Rose next. And then while Rose is talking to Zoe, we've got some more callers. So I'm going to screen your call. I'll be asking for your I've got the full birthday. Do you like the full birthday, Zoe, or just first name? What works best?
Just for me, just first name.
First name. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be asking you for your first name, everybody who's calling. Right now we're welcoming Rose to the show. Rose, welcome back to Rated G Radio. You are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Zoe.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for calling in today. Yeah.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've been applying for various jobs online, and I'm wondering, what do you see with regards to my job search? Am I going to find something soon?
Yes, first of all, just I would like to acknowledge that it's felt like drudgery to you. It's like, oh my goodness, here we go. And each and every day you're diligent, you're doing all of the right things. Keep doing this. That what I feel is that in roughly 3 weeks or so, you're finally going to get a response from someone. It will probably be part-time, so it's not going to be necessarily exactly what you're looking for, but it's a start. So, and the universe is a beautiful thing, the way they operate, because while you're busy being distracted with that, there is going to be the creation or manifestation of 1 to 2 other full-time positions that are finally going to come around and be offered to you. So it feels to me like to say by mid-July that you at least have a couple of offers secured. By probably the 3rd week of July, if not the 4th, you will finally be working once again. So it's a little bit more time, but at the same time, again, I would suggest just putting pen to paper, not that you probably haven't, I'm sure you have, but write down what it is that you wish to create. What, you know, specifically, is it an office position? Is it this? Is it that? Whatever. And write your letter to the universe saying, this is what I wish to create and manifest and bring to me. This is what I'm asking for my highest and best.
Okay.
So, yes. So that's what I see. And again, be diligent and also remember to take breaks too, because it looks like you, and it's easy. It's easy to do this, especially when job searching, to be absorbed with it a whole entire day, day after day after day. It's important for you especially to take breaks because you expend a lot of mental energy as you're doing your search efforts, which is good, which is lovely. And just remember to take the timeouts for you. Go take a walk, go to the park, go, you know, make the time breaks away. When you sit down, say, okay, 2 hours or hour and a half, whatever it is, make sure that you're regular with taking your breaks. Okay?
All right. So you said
okay.
In 3 weeks I should be hearing about part-time, and then like the middle of July is when I'll be getting more work.
Correct, yes. Yes.
Thank you so much, Zoe. I appreciate that.
Sure, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Rose.
Bye.
Have a terrific day today.
Thank you, Garrett. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye, dear. Okay, our next caller is Richard. Richard, you are now live with Zoe. Welcome to the show. You're live. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, Richard. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you see my music leading to a career, and if you can, if who keeps on tapping me on my hand.
Okay. They're waiting to show their face, so I'll let them do that. So will your music begin to create your career? Who are you already connected to in the music industry? There is someone around you that is already connected. So just think about that. You don't have to answer that. So usually it's who you know, not what you know. And that's just speaking on the earth plane level. Okay. So it's going to be a matter of expanding your circle of people when you get the domino effect. Again, these are things that you already know. Will your music lead to a career in that? Yes, but in different ways. One of the ways that I see is that, and this will take a while still, this is not an overnight thing, there will be a day where you are creating the music for a soundtrack for a movie. There are other ways that the music will be used. I'm aware that there's music in video games. There's music in other electronic devices, things like that. So it's not going to necessarily be you on the stage per se. Okay? Although that day will come. I do see that. Again, this is going to take some time. It might take as long as a couple of years still, but that's okay. Remain diligent with it, because in the process of you doing your work and focusing and networking and talking to other people, that it's always someone to know someone to know someone. It's going to be through that type of networking. Okay.
Yep.
And, okay, so then as far as who keeps tapping on your head, this feels like on the mother side of the family, it's a grandmother two generations back. She was very eclectic. She was eccentric. She didn't care in a nice way, in a polite way. She didn't care. She was definitely a fish out of water for her time, yet she was also a leader in terms of just staying true to her own heart and doing the things that she felt she needed to do for her, following spirit, following the song of spirit. She is the one helping you with your music. She was also a disciplinarian. So when you get the tapping on your head, and you probably already learned this, pay attention. She's trying to get your attention and letting you know that it's time to sit down and focus and write or whatever the task at hand is. So it's like a reminder of knock, knock, hey, come back to center. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. And she loves you very much, and she's the one that has stepped forward because she was very similar to you in personality and in makeup. And in your family, you're probably what we would call the quote-unquote odd duck. And that's okay, because being an odd duck means that you've got other beautiful talents going on that the others around you can't quite figure out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I get, Richard.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And keep your nose to the grindstone with it.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Richard, for the call. Have a terrific day.
Hey, you too.
Thank you, Richard. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye. I keep saying that again. Have a great day. Have a great day. I've had a half a cup of my energized tea, so I'm a little on the – I'm amped up! It's only 8:20. Okay. Our next – here's the roadmap. We've got Oksana in the chat room. She's asked a question, but we're going to go to Cindy first. Cindy, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. This is Cindy. How are you today?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was wondering if you could give me some insight on how I should proceed with Clifton and what you see as, like, from his perspective and what's going on.
Okay, can you repeat that, please, because the cell phone was breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering if you could give me some insight and how to proceed with the relationship with Clifton and what's going on from his insight, from his perspective and plans.
Okay. All right. What I feel from Clifton, first of all, is that this is a deep thinking person. He's usually always thinking about what to do next. He is deep, 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 deep thinker. Make sense? When he's not talking,
probably.
He's lost in thought, usually trying to organize what needs to be done next and so on. The nature of where things are going, he's been less communicative. Again, he's thinking and weighing things out. And where you are more outgoing with your personality, you're more willing to talk about things, put things out on front burner, he's a little bit more reserved. So the pace of this at this moment in time is not quite going according to what you would like to see or feel. Somewhere in the next 7 to 8 weeks, it's coming up very, very soon, you will have a better idea of where this is all going. Is it possible for this to work? Yes, absolutely possible for this to work. It's a balance, definitely, of yin and yang. You know, we've got two similar yet very different personalities going on. It feels like he does want to be with you in the larger, big picture, the more longer, permanent, long-standing type thing. And at the same time, it's not quite moving at the rate of speed that you would like for it to. Does that make sense? So
Well, we've been living together for almost 2 years, and he has a porn sex dating site. I mean, and I kept catching him in lies, which is intolerable to me. And he would blow up because he got caught. Well, he blew up in a rage and took off last week to his mother's. And he is staying with his mother in another state. Not far. It's not far away, though. It's only about like an hour and a half away. And, you know, trying to make chit-chat communication on text. But, you know, he said things to me that makes me feel like he has the house bug. It's like he premeditated and pre-planned this exit. And been very trustworthy. And so I didn't know if it could work. I didn't know what's going on in his head. He needs help. I told him he needs to really seriously, I will go with him, but he needs professional counseling. And he's admitted that before. He's admitted he has anger issues. But that's really the problem, is a big blow-up. We don't fight over any little nitpicky thing. It's strictly getting caught in lies or on sex dating sites and telling me he's not. And do you see him getting help for that and that being a possibility, or should I cut my ties and just keep moving?
This is a decision for you. There's a couple of ways. First of all, the path that he's on is its own site, as you know. And unless he either A, hits bottom, or B, says, okay, I'm done with this program, I'm ready to change my life, then he would. At this place in time, I do not see him doing that. For you, it's important for you to maintain yourself and where you're at. This is also the story of two souls coming together and spending whatever time together is needed in order for them to learn. This is also a time for you of setting your own boundaries as well. And this is also part of relationships, what is acceptable and what's not acceptable. Understanding that as much as we would love to change a person, we can't change them. He will need to want to change himself. Because of the path of addiction and the spirit of addiction, not only do we have, you know, the list of whatever these things are, we also have the energy of the addiction behind each and every one. So, you know, if it was one thing, then he's probably dealing with 10 energies of alcoholism within just the addiction of alcohol. So, long story short, this is your time to decide what is the best thing for you to do right now. It doesn't mean that you don't love him, because you do have feelings for him, but it's also the pathway for you to say no more. And, you know, when souls come together in each lifetime, it's to learn different things, and it very well could be that this may be the karmic balance from a past life, where this time you are choosing to use your voice. And because you finally feel strong enough in this lifetime to use your voice, have your courage, and to say no to something. Because in the process of closing a door, which, you know, that will feel sad, emotional, etc., other things will very much open up for you. So once the door is closed to this chapter, if you so choose to do so, you will witness things opening up in other areas of your life very rapidly. You'll always have a soft spot for him. However, it will be up to him to decide where is he at and what does bottom look like for him, or will he ever reach bottom. So that's his journey, and you are on your journey. So that's what's
right,
going
that's
on
what I
here.
Was wondering if you saw him. You know, I know there was a lot of childhood abuse from his father, so I don't know if he's dealing with that since he went back to stay with his mother. Like, she's an antagonizer. She wants him there with her, whining to her. She antagonizes it. So she's making that part worse with him, with me. But I was wondering if there was a purpose in him going there underlying that maybe he's getting some healing that he needs, or dealing with issues from abuse with his father who has already passed, or is that being, you know, is he dealing with those things? Because that's part of his anger.
Sure.
I don't know if he's working on those things, if I should, you know, just sit back and wait and see if things are not, or if I allow him back into my life, if he will just resume where he left off.
Right. And again, there's no mistakes here in life. There's no odd coincidences. Everything for a reason. He has gone back home on a subconscious level to do the healing, yes. Consciously, no. He's gone back home for other reasons. It's a place to be right now. His buttons are being pressed. As the buttons are being pressed, it's always opportunity to make a choice, to make a decision. Is this a time to heal or not to heal? So the mind space he's in, the emotional space he's in, I don't see him being ready just yet. It may be some time yet before he's ready. So it's your choice as to how you wish to, you know, how do you wish to handle it. Like you say, to stand on the sidelines and observe or whatever. But this is also a time for you to understand and realize that the issues that he's dealing with are not necessarily your issues to have and deal with this fall, because it's already generated some issues for you that you're already facing within yourself, right?
Right.
So anyway, this is a delicate thing. And again, the feelings are involved, yes. Yet the thing that I caution you to be mindful of is what we call price to pay. There would be a price to pay in order to have this love. There would be a price to pay to remain with someone who has these issues yet doesn't feel inclined to get better simply because they're comfortable, they like their pattern, and it's not even in the canvas of their awareness. So even though words have been put to these issues, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's ready to say, okay, I'm ready to put you guys to bed now. You know, I'm ready to have this completely and wholly resolved. So, again, this is where it's your choice to decide how you want to handle it, and also understand that it's not your problem, so to speak, to reach out and fix it for him. He will need to make that decision on his own as to whether he really wants to fix himself or not. So was there an ulterior motive in leaving? Not necessarily that. It was a place to go so that he could continue with the addiction and be a little bit less affected. It's with a person that he's familiar with. He knows the personality. Had he gone to a friend's house, it would not have lasted. He would not have been there for long. So, does that make sense?
He tried to get me to come back and get him Sunday and bring him back, and we'll just talk about it and work things out on the drive home. And I didn't go because then he proceeded with blowing up on the phone.
So
I know, and now he's starting to text and hint around like he's wanting to give it another try and it's possible. And, you know, I'm just not, I haven't encouraged it because I didn't really know his mindset. So I haven't been contacting him because they by text. So
yes. So what's important again is for you to meet your own needs right now and to do what's best for you and what's right for you. It's going to take him some time to feel that, and it's one thing to say it, yes, I need to do this. It's another thing to make a lifestyle choice and say, okay, here's my action. This is what I'm doing. This is what I plan to do. And now I've begun this plan. So in your observations, that is one of the things you're looking for, is to, you know, witness and observe, is he truly serious and what is his plan and has he launched it? And at the same time, don't forget yourself in the process, because the question still comes back to you too. What is your plan? How do you plan to handle yourself during this time? So it is a two-way street, as you know, and I know you already know that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard for me to observe what he's actually doing because mm-hmm. he's in another state. So I don't know if he's actually being honest or... you know, what's actually
right.
going on behind the scenes because he is, I'm not around to see.
Right. And so that is, if, you know, in being familiar with the patterns of addiction, that is one of the patterns is to go into hiding, so to speak, to keep this addiction away from the person that they feel close to. So that's part of it as well. There's a good chance he is using and doing all of his patterns. So this is the part of you that feels very hurt and feels betrayed. Maybe what I'm going to tell you is this: the other woman in your relationship is the addiction. And so with this particular pattern of his, it's going to, unless he wants to change, it's going to be impossible to compete with his other woman, because his other woman is coming under the umbrella of at least three different addictions, if not more. And so do you want to wait for him to complete the affair is the question.
Do you see him actually acting on those dating sites and actually going and meeting with any women or picking up women in bars? Or is it all just looking online, texting and chatting online? Or is he actually physically meeting with any of them?
You know, I don't feel that energy, but he is looking, he is surfing. So.
And with that, yeah. Cindy, we need to move on.
Yes, thank you. That
so,
was, you actually spent
call.
Way too long with me. Thank you.
That's okay. We'll send you good
all
vibes,
right.
And you know, follow your gut.
Absolutely.
Too. So.
Absolutely.
Hang tight.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a blessed
so,
day.
Thank you.
You too, Cindy. Thank you for your call. We're going to go to Oksana in the chat room. Then I've got a couple more live callers, which I need to screen. I do see you there. So if you've called in, hang tight. And let's see. Oksana wants to know, do you see a romantic committed relationship for me and a man with his initials of RP and a time frame? If there's going to be love. And while you answer that, I'm going to go screen some calls. So.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. So thank you for the question. In terms of a committed relationship, what I feel is this. It's going to be some time. You know, right now we're still in the energies in astrology of what we call the Grand Cross. We're also in the energies of Mars getting ready to go direct. So at this place and time right now, there are delays of many kinds. And also at the time of belly floating. So when we look at the possibility of your relationship, you will meet this person sometime before the end of this year, if not into early next year. That's when you will meet this person for the first time. With the initials of RP, I also get an L with those initials and also the letter O. So there are more than there, and I don't know if that's going to be a first name and last name. When I get letters, it's for letters of different names. So there's two other possible names. So another Jason. In other words, a few other energies that you're likely to meet. In terms of a committed relationship, yes, you will have that. And understand that when we are looking for relationships, that relationship must first start within. So this is a great question for everybody, and it's a blanket statement here. Be in relationship with yourself first. Are you committed with yourself? Are you loving yourself enough that you are bringing in, you're attracting like vibration and higher? So when we are looking for partners, it is almost tedious work because it really involves a deep level of our own self-love within ourselves. You know, so many times I think, especially when we're younger or even in America here where we are, you know, we grow up with the Cinderella fantasy is what I call it. There is an expectation that the prince or the princess will drop right in front of us and will just carry us off into the sunset with their love. And when you study spirituality going way back to the times before Christ, it was a very spiritual process and experience of everything from meditation to healing the chakras, connecting with chakras, connecting with Creator. It was a very spiritual, in-depth experience, all for the purpose of generating a beautiful level of self-love. So, Oksana, that is the question that I would put forth to you is, or even as a piece of homework, is to do that work for yourself first. so that you can bring in that same level of energy or higher as far as a partnership goes. Okay?
Thanks, Oksana. And our next caller is Amala. And Amala, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I guess I'm going to stick to the theme of the day.
The relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I've become my best friend in the last year. I've done a lot of work on myself on all levels, and I just feel great. I really do. I love myself. Mm-hmm. So why not
Excellent.
Have a partner? Yeah.
Okay. So in your healing and preparation process then, this is an extra step, and perhaps you've already done this, is to make a list. Have you written your list to the universe?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Signed, sealed, delivered, release it, and know that it will happen when it's going to happen. So with that being said, let's see here. Socializing. I'm getting a different picture here. Okay. You're already a social person. Make sure to get out once or twice a month, though, to venues that you don't normally go to. Also, this will sound funny and silly, the grocery store on a Friday night in the produce section. I'm not kidding. It really works. There are
okay.
interesting possibilities because people are usually out and about on Friday nights. So at 9 o'clock at night, then you'll see
okay.
who's really into, you know, their values are different. You know, their values may be more in alignment with, you know, where you're at and what you do. You know, if a person wants to spend a lot of time on the dance floor at a dance club, maybe that's the type of energy that they're going to attract and bring in, which is fine. Or if you're more meditative and more new agey, you know, going to the different venues, being, go to the
one.
Places.
Yeah.
The like-mindedness. So, so with this being said, what I see is that 5 to 6 months from now, you are going to encounter, you're going to have an encounter with an individual, and it will be your choice. You'll find this person very interesting. So that's when it's going to start, finally. Is it possible to change that? Absolutely. That's up to you and what you wish to manifest. So that's what I see for right now. So, yes, you are doing all the right things, and it's lovely that you know how to spend time with yourself and enjoy yourself. That's unique. Many people are not able to reach that level of self-satisfaction, I guess, or being feeling very okay within their own skin. So, yes.
All right. Do you see me?
You're welcome.
Amala, we need to move on, but I appreciate the call today. Thank you so very, very much. Real quick reminder, if you are listening to the show and have had Zoe take your call or question and you missed any part of it, you can always listen to the show on demand. You just simply hit the same link for the show that you clicked on today to come in. Give the show about 15, 20 minutes after the show is over at 9 Pacific, and you can listen to the show in its entirety. You can fast forward, you can rewind, you can do all that cool stuff. So take advantage of that when you can. Lexi in the chat room wants to know Patty wants to know if there's any deeper relationship between DR and herself.
I'm getting a look at this right now. Any deeper relationship? It feels like there's the complete depth has almost been fully reached. Again, timelines are real interesting. The fullest depth of this is going to be reached by about August, and then it will be their choice as to how they want to proceed forward or not. So the depth that is being sought is not going to match directly up with the expectation of the depth. So then the choice will be back upon the person as to whether they want to stay with that or not. That's what
I'm
getting.
There you go, Patty. Thanks, Patty, for the question. I appreciate you writing that in into the Blog Talk chat room. And we've got two live callers. Well, I'm hoping they're live because I talked to them. But we've got two more callers that they want to talk to you. First one is Suzanne. Suzanne, thank you for waiting. You are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Thank you for taking my phone call. When do you see love coming into my life?
This is so interesting. I think Mars is really resurrecting this sensation and feeling within everybody. You know, for the next couple, 3 weeks, we're also going to feel like we're in a void, belly floating. So just keep that in mind. Just go with the movement for right now. So with you specifically, the month that pops out for me is September. In September, you will meet someone. Again, will be interesting. I see you spending more time like at a coffee shop or a bookstore that has a coffee shop inside of it.
I never go to that.
Start thinking about it then. Because
yeah,
this particular person,
me.
Very special venue then, or even a restaurant, a diner,
okay,
anywhere. But the theme is coffee. I can tell you that. The theme is coffee. So wherever you are able to find coffee, even at the local diner. And that's what I'm seeing. And I see the month of September. You will have met this person by about the 20th of September, if not before. And remember to be open and just to allow the energies to flow as they're going to. Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about the person?
Appearance-wise, this feels like a farm person, but traveling through town. Yeah, like a cowboy.
Oh.
I feel the energies of something like that. So in other words, rustic. Rustic, someone who is in tune with themselves, who is in tune with the earth, who is very intuitive on a gut level. So I wouldn't necessarily go looking for a cowboy per se. What this is going to be is a person grounded within themselves, and they have a quiet inner wisdom about them. They're not overt with their personality. They're generally on the quieter side, but they have a good sense of humor too. So it's more subtle in personality, yet a deep thinker. So that's what I see.
There's
there
really
you go,
one
Suzanne.
More question. Nope, all right, thanks.
Suzanne, we've got to move on. Thank you for the call. I'll also a great reminder that Zoe's got her birthday special this month. And if you want to take advantage of this, please do so. Go to her website. There's a link right here on the show page. And click that, fill out your information, and you can take advantage of $1 a minute to talk to Zoe. And you can talk to her as long as you want. It's the birthday special all month long here on ZoeNicklaus.com. And our last caller of the day is going to be Laura. And Laura, welcome back to the show. You are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if you see any big moves coming my way with regards to career.
Yes. And with regards to career, first of all, what they were showing me right out of the gate is an actual physical geographic move. So there will be a change with your career, yes, and it will involve a physical move.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to be, yeah, so, yeah, so I do see that. This won't happen still for another 5 to 6 months. So, again, it's not going to be a right-away thing. And it's something where you've been looking at this in general. It looks like you can do this within the company you work with. However, don't be surprised if one day you wake up and you decide, you know what, I want to investigate my options, and you start looking at other companies or other similar industries, and I literally see you just saying, oh, what the heck, I'll just send off my resume to this place, and they're interested. Not only are they interested, then they'll say, okay, our position is located in blank. Are you willing to make that change? So that'll be your choice. That will be your choice as to whether you move or not physically, because career movement is going to involve the physical move too. So,
do you know where? Is it like out of far distance?
Is it where?
Is it a far distance where I have to fly there, or is it drivable?
It's drivable. It feel at the most it's going to be probably 2 states away, although I don't know that it's going to be that far away.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. About 5 or 6 months.
Yes. And remember that this is your life and that you can generate whatever change that you want to. So with that being said, if you wish to have it, don't necessarily just be a cheerleader on your own sideline. Be proactive about it. I do see you looking through, you know, to see what else is possible, what might be coming up next, and so on. So keep your eyes open. Keep the research going. Keep the footwork going.
Okay.
And you'll see some things pop up. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Yes, you're
there
welcome.
There we go, Laura. Thanks for your call. Have a great day today. Appreciate your time. And let's see. We've got, we have somebody else's call, but they haven't pressed one on their keypad yet. So area code 706, you just dialed in. Ah, there we go. I have not screened you, area code 706, but I just need your first name. What's your first name today? And you're live with Zoe.
Hi, it is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Zoe. Go ahead, dear.
I was just going to say good morning. How
good
can morning. I help you?
Do you need a specific question, or you can just do whatever spirit?
We prefer the one specific question.
Okay.
Because the whatever can lead into a lengthy conversation. yes.
I understand. What mm-hmm. can I expect upcoming on my spiritual journey?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. What can I expect upcoming on my own spiritual journey?
Okay. All right. First of all, you are already an empath. You already feel energy around you. You already feel vibrations in the room of people, etc. One of the next steps that will happen for you is that you're going to receive more pictures in your mind. This is part of what we call claircognizance. There's a natural knowing. Your gifts are your normal. So part of the perception of your own journey, the spiritual journey, is that you're thinking that there has to be extra steps involved. This is very much your normal. Your hearing is going to start opening out more. When you hear and you listen, it's going to be within your mind. Some people expect that they're going to hear a person talking in their ear or whispers. That is possible, but usually it's the inner knowingness, it's the inner dialogue that's happening. You're going to, on your spiritual journey, if you haven't already found a small community of like-mindedness, you'll be finding that in the next 4 to 7 weeks, is what I'm hearing. I don't know if you've canvassed any of the spiritualist churches or not. Their primary focus is healing. They also include messages, such as similar to what we're doing right now on the phone. But anyway, your spiritual journey is going to be a pathway of awareness. You're simply going to broaden your horizons. You're realizing that it's not limited to just one thing. And the one thing that you're going to start to realize is that it's a journey of living and eating and breathing. It's an ongoing cycle. And that's something that you're actually going to start attuning to quickly. Okay. You're realizing right now it's not just something that happens. You don't get the magic wand tapped on your head, so to speak, and then all of a sudden you know how to do something new at this time. Everything is an evolution. It's a process of growth. And first and foremost, where you're at right now is that you're learning how to connect with God, with Creator first, and live, eat, and breathe being spiritual on a 24/7 basis. Does that make sense? Hello?
I'm sorry. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good. Sorry, I thought we lost you there for a second. So, yeah, so those are the couple of next steps on your journey. And when it connects with you in a very real way, that this is living, eating, breathing all the time, that's when the general awareness of life in general expands further. When you will start to see things more. That's when you'll see things with your mind's eye more clearly. But right now we're always in a training process, so don't ever think that it's just, oh, this is kindergarten. It's not. It's a discipline is what this is. So anyway, so that's where it's at with you right now.
Thank you very much.
Thank
You're
you
so
for
welcome.
Your call. Have a great day. Mm-hmm. Zoe, that was our last call for the day. Any last words of wisdom for the callers besides take advantage of Zoe's birthday special on her website, $1 a minute.
Please. Yes, take advantage of the special. Absolutely. And also, I think we've all been able to see that the single one question can be very detailed, and that's okay. So this is why we have specials. And right now, again, with the energies of this astrology stuff, the Grand Cross, Mars getting ready to go direct, we will have relief by the end of this month. So we're just, it's right around the corner, people. Right now, the best thing that we can do is simply belly float and just be present in this moment, because a lot of what's happening right now is that everyone is feeling like, oh my God, there's no movement. Just like the questions, it's never going to happen. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And that's the general energy of what's happening right now. So that's soon to release and break free, and that will be lovely. And then I also would like to announce that next month I'm going to invite back once again our happy astrologist, Doug Johnston. So next time, it will be both he and I taking your calls and answering questions. So that's something to look forward to. So definitely tune in next month.
Well, we love having Doug on the show. He's not only awesome at what he does, but he's a riot.
Yeah. He's a hoot and a holler. He's funnier than heck.
There we go.
Brings a lot of joy. So, yes.
He's a great ad. So anytime we get a chance to have Doug on with you, it's kind of like we get the twofer. I like it. It's, you know, it's your psychic twofer, because, you know, you ask your question, Zoe answers it one way, and then Doug, you know, takes his spin on it. And sometimes the answers are the same, and sometimes they're, you know, a little bit different, which is always interesting. And you get that question for free right here on the show. So, Zoe, it's always a pleasure. We're going to end the show today with a self-promotion plug. I want to thank everybody who's been listening to Gay Wedding on numberonemusic.com. It's number one for the seventh week in a row on the pop charts. I'm thrilled about that, but I'm surprised. I'm not going to play that song because you can listen to it all over the place, but I'm going to play my new single called Unlike You. The music video is available on my Vevo page on YouTube. So it's Garrett Miller Vevo, V-E-V-O. You can go check that out. And here's a little snippet before the show's over. Zoe, thank you once again. Can't wait. And everybody, take advantage of Zoe's special. It's $1 a minute. Do it today.
Picture just the other day, it looked good in black and white. Memories of love, they dim over time, we never were quite right. Sometimes it's just storm clouds above that drift into our sight. Tears fell like rain, the ocean waves crashing, passing by in the night. The lightning made you blind, unlike you, I see me. The man I cannot friend, the man I can't pretend to be, unlike you, I see me. Time I cannot spend, chasing after make-believe. Back to square one would be so easy, reliving all those blacked out days. Could I make it all up, fake it all once again? You'd think I'd finally lift the haze. Sometimes it's just storm clouds above that drift into our sight. Tears fell like rain, the ocean waves crashing, passing by in the night. The
been listening to Rated G Radio.